Okay. I think it's recording. Let's hope so. If it's not, I will go make another small video of this. Now, to do that, huh?
It says it's recording.
Beautiful. I can't see that. I'm glad you guys can see that. All right. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to select the whole thing. And then I'm going to go type tabs. And InDesign gives us this beautiful little window, and notice it placed it in the perfect spot. So just leave it where it puts it when you first bring it up. Now, bibliography tabs indent the second line, not the first. Okay. Like in paragraph tabs, we indent the first line, but in bibliography tabs, we indent the second. If you're having a hard time getting tabs to work or getting your indents not to be indented when you're using space in between, open up tabs and look in here and see if Word put a default in. Because what it'll do is sometimes Word will do something like this. See how it indented the first line? And it brings it in like that. So what you have to do is highlight everything, go in and bring it back. Now, that said, like all the other little things I showed you in this class with these little arrows and stuff, it takes practice to learn how to grab them. Okay. Like I was lucky. It worked really good right there for me. Now, what I want to do is click in the middle of those two, because what that'll do is see how it brought both in. And I'm going to bring it in where I think I'm going to catch the first name of most of my entries. Doesn't have to be all of them. The reason we indent this way in a bibliography is because when the person is using the bibliography, your in-text citation is always done with the last name or whatever that word is. And this makes it easy to find. And that's our whole point. And we want to use tabs. We never use the space bar because we never get it professional looking with a space bar. Whatever you do, don't use the space bar, because I am like a genius at finding that. I will catch it and I will check it and then I will take off points. Okay. So you want to learn to use tabs, even though they can be a pain in the butt to first learn, you want to learn to use them. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my arrow near the top and bring back the top one, and voila, I have a gorgeous bibliography indent. And if I don't like it, like I think I indented it too deep, I just go, oops, yeah, this is where it gets tough. I go grab that top, because it wants to put a new tab in is what it wants to do. All right, grab that top one, bring it back, line it up, maybe. Bring both of them back. Put that bottom one where I want it and then bring it back. Oh, that's much better, isn't it? Okay. That's how you do the bibliography indents. Okay. I'm not going to show it again because you got the video now, and I want to make sure we have enough time to do the other parts, but let me show you how to do the table of contents with tabs. So I'm going to do a little something different here. I'm only going to put my table of contents like in this one column. So I'm going to type in introduction. And then I'm going to put the number three, page two. And then I'm going to type, I don't know, red. I'm just going to make up words and put the page four, and then blue, page six. All right. And then maybe make sure you guys spell bibliography out. I'm just doing it now because I'm being rushing. All right. So once I've gotten those all done, I'm going to change the type size here because that's way too big. All right. Oops. I'll make it a little bigger just so you guys can see it. All right. Now blow it up a little. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight all these and I'm going to go up here to tabs, and I'm going to make sure they're all lined up against the edge. And then I'm going to take and I'm going to think about, do I want the numbers to line up flush? I'm going to go with that first. See how you can left justify, center, right justify. I'm going to hit the right justify. And I'm going to come over here and I'm just going to put a tab over there for now. And then under leader, I'm going to put a dot, dot, dot. Let's see how it comes out because sometimes it does something weird. Now I'm going to come down here and put my cursor between the N and the two. Oh, cross your fingers, this works. And hit tab, it worked. And then come down and put it between the four and red and hit tab. And do the same thing for all these. I had a space in there, so I got rid of it. Can you
do that again?
Huh?
Can you do that again?
I will, sweetie. And notice they all line up, right? And what I can do is select them all again, and then I can move this to change where they line up. Okay? Now, I will do it again. Let me delete this. See, you guys didn't build a table of contents when you were writing your paper, so you'll have to type it in. So let me just do red. Oops, red, two, blue, three, yellow, five, green, eight. Okay, so I typed it in. Then you could adjust your font size or whatever you guys want to do, okay, or what your font or whatever you're doing. Now, with it all highlighted, let me even start from the beginning. Let's go type, tabs. Now, see how it lined it up? Isn't that beautiful? See how I lined it up on that column I'm working in? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to click the right justified, and I'm going to put in some dots. I think I can even put in one. Let's try one. One or two or three, that's what's going to be the leader. A leader is called those little dots that lead us to the number. Because if we just leave it like a blank white space, it's really hard to go find that page number. Okay. So I'm going to put in a dot and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to get that right justified tab. Oh, I already had it selected. See how it's like dark gray? And I'm going to come over here and see this little dark gray bar right here above. And I'm going to click in there. And what it's going to do is put that tab in. So it's this little, let me see if I can make this bigger for you guys. Oh, there. Moved it. So sorry. And I can even make this bigger. All right. Can you see that a little better, Cassidy? So notice you click one of these and I click in here and I can move it wherever I want it. Put it over there for now. Then I take my cursor. Oh, the thing is, it's not going to move unless I have it highlighted. Remember, you got to have it highlighted. Now I can move it. All right. Now I'm going to put my cursor and hit tab. You know what happened? You know why I got screwed up? I know what happened. Ingersoll knows what she did wrong. Let's get rid of that. Let's start again. Highlight it all. Hit the tab mark. Hit the leader. I'm going to do one dot, see if it works. And I'm going to do that again. Hit the tab mark, put it here, hit a dot, put it in there, hit tab. Ah, if it's not highlighted, it won't make the changes. You can use just one dot, tab, tab, tab. And if I want to move it, I don't even think I have to highlight it. Yep, I do. Highlight, whoops, the computer needs to know what you want to change. So like if I only wanted to change one, I would highlight one. See what happens? But if I want to change all of them, I need to highlight all of them and then it'll do it. So you got to highlight to tell it what it needs to do. Okay? Everybody got that? That's the part I wanted to teach you on tabs. And keep this in mind. I'm just going to do this quick little bit of copy. If you want to change indents, you can do that too by just dragging the top one. And if you're having trouble, I want to do this again so that you have it on the video. If you're having trouble with Word, look to see, like, for instance, if you have paragraphs, let me make a little sample here. Pretend that's a paragraph, okay? And then I made another paragraph underneath it. Notice we have this white space and we have an indent. That's like saying paragraph, paragraph. We either want the white space or the indent, not both. If you want to look like a pro. So if I want to get rid of the indent, I would do a command A of all my copy, go up here and get rid of that. And it's gone. Okay. The other thing I want you guys to think about is whenever you start with a paragraph, this is real pro tip. You're going to see this done wrong everywhere. Oh God, drives me nuts. It's so bad. But this is a real pro tip. Whenever we follow copy from a headline or a subhead or a header, there is no need to indent that first paragraph, because the reader has no trouble. There's no other paragraph to distinguish it from. So for instance, if this was the beginning of some copy, I would maybe indent the second paragraph, but not the first. So anything that follows something that isn't a paragraph, it follows a header or a subheader, something like that, no need to indent that first paragraph. Okay. I'm going to stop teaching you stuff because I think it's too much. I think you've learned a lot so far in this course, right? So I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop the video. Stop.